ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एवरीवन से ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Okay, that's a good start. So today we're going to talk about what? Lots of rain. Karnataka government. No, we're going to talk about Krishna. Let's talk about Krishna, right? Good idea. How about every day talking about Krishna? What about that? That's a very good idea, isn't it? But today especially we're celebrating Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Why? Because today is Sunday. Janmashtami was previously. There's no holiday in Karnataka for Janmashtami? There's no public holiday? No. No. Oh. Okay. We should go to the government and tell them, we make a holiday. They have holidays for Dr. Ambedkar. Why not for Krishna? He's more important, isn't it? Why do we want to celebrate Janmashtami? Why? Because Krishna is important. Right? Krishna's important? What do you think? Is Krishna important? Yeah, it must be important because we're celebrating even after 5,000 years, his birthday. So Krishna must be important, doesn't it? Now they have a holiday, I think it's a national holiday, isn't it? Dr. Ambedkar, Mahatma Gandhi, national holiday. You think in 5,000 years anyone will be celebrating Gandhi, what do they call it? Gandhi Jayanti, they call it? I don't think so. In 5,000 years, I don't think anyone will even remember the name of Mahatma Gandhi. But Krishna will still be worshipped because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the most important person. Who are the important people in this area? I guess the Pais, important family, Hegdes, from Subrahma. Who's the most important person in this area? Any suggestions? Krishna. That's the answer. He's the most important person in every area. But especially, this is a holy place because Madhvacharya worshipped Krishna here. And that worship is still going on. Of course, Manipal doesn't seem to be a very holy place. It's probably one of the most unholy places in all of India. People are doing their best to forget Krishna and to try to pretend that they're Western. What do they call it? Little England, I heard, something like that. Is it? They're trying to be like as degraded as the English. But fortunately, you can't forget Krishna. That's why you're coming here. Because Krishna is just part of you. The West and India are different. They're very different in so many ways. Just like in the West, people like dogs. They think it's natural to like dogs. And in India, at least the Hindus, they like cows. And in the West, they can't understand. Why do you like cows and not dogs? Why do you like cows? Because Krishna likes cows. And you like Krishna. Krishna is the most important person. Who's the most important person in your life? Think about it. Everyone can think. Who's the most important person in your life? If we're honest, probably we'll say the most important person to me is me. Everyone is thinking about themselves. And then who else is important to yourself? Well, if you're married, then it's going to be your wife or husband, or maybe if you're married, it's still your mother or your father or your children. These are very important people. And then important in the country at the present time, Narendra Modi is very important, the most important person in all times and all places is Krishna. And that's what Krishna consciousness means. Just to recognize that more important than my wife or my husband or my children or my father or my mother or my dog is Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness. Because I had so many fathers and mothers and brothers and dogs and cats in so many lifetimes, and quite likely in the previous life I was also a dog and someone kept me as a pet, and now my master is now my dog, quite likely. But our real master is Krishna. And remembering Krishna makes us happy. We want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy, right? Anyone here doesn't want to be happy? Anyone wants to be unhappy? Anyone wants to be unhappy? Put up your hand and we'll cut it off. That will make you unhappy. But no one wants to be unhappy. Everyone wants to be happy. Why? Why? What's the answer? Why? Why? Can anyone give an answer? Our students, their painting competition winners, any suggestions? Why do we want to be happy? No one asked that question. It's just so natural for us to want to be happy. We never think, why should we want to be happy? The answer is because we're all part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is the supreme happy. That's the answer. That also gives us the understanding how we can be happy. Who's happy in Manipal? Everyone will say, I'm happy. No one's happy. Because it's so materialistic. The whole idea is how to get a degree so you can get money. And in the meantime, the abortion clinics are making a good business and the pubs are making a good business and no one's happy. We want to be happy. We can be happy with Krishna. Simple formula, very simple. Krishna is always happy. What kind of happiness? We won't find Krishna in a pub. We won't find Krishna at a fast food snack bar. Krishna is always happy in Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Completely spiritual, blissful, rasa. There's no word in English for rasa. There's no idea of what rasa could mean. But completely spiritual happiness. Completely pure happiness. And vast happiness. We can't even imagine how happy Krishna is and how happy we can be. Just like if you never see the ocean, you can never, of course, everyone here, because you're close to the sea, you've all seen the sea. But many people living in Bangalore, they never saw the sea. And you can't imagine how big is the sea until you see it. Of course, nowadays everything's on the internet, but still, to personally see it, it's different from seeing it on a screen. So in the same way, those who have not experienced the happiness of Krishna consciousness they cannot imagine what it is like to be in the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Krishna comes to this world. That is why we are celebrating Janmashtami, because Krishna comes to this world. He doesn't have to come here. We have to come. We are forced. No, none of us chose to be born in the place that we were born, in the time that we were born, or with the body that we were born with. Probably every one of us, if we could choose, I think most people in India, if they could choose, they'd choose, I'll be born in America, not India. Still, even though America's going down the drain fast, but still most Indian people, they prefer. There are so many people from India are in America, which suggests they'd rather be born there. And they'd rather be someone who's a little bit fat, they'd prefer I'd be born a little bit thinner. Someone who's very thin like this, they may think, I'd like a bigger, stronger body. So we don't get the body exactly as we like it. We don't choose. We can't make an order in advance. I want to get a body like this. We get what we're given. Karmana daiva netrainar jantur deho papateye. According to our karma, we get a certain type of body in a certain place with a certain set of parents and a certain set of circumstances. Someone is born very high family, rich family. Someone is born very intelligent. Someone else is just like you'll find here, you're mostly all the, what we call the more higher strata of society. And there are others who they work as the maid servants and the auto drivers. So there are different, we get different positions, higher and lower. We don't choose it. We're forced to take a certain kind of body. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna comes out of his own goodwill to help us, to lift us up. So that is why we should remember Krishna every day. We might think, well, it's Janmashtami, let's remember Krishna. And on Ganesh Chaturthi, we'll remember Ganesh. And on Vijayadashami, we'll remember Rama. And the rest of the time, we'll remember myself and my family and my cat and my dog. But actually, we should remember Krishna all the time. Because if we remember Krishna all the time, then ananya cheta satatam yo mam smriti nityashaha tasyaham sulabam partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. Then we can get Krishna very easily. Krishna gives himself to us. The yogis, there are still yogis in India, real yogis. They meditate and perform austerities. What for? They're trying to find the highest truth, which is Krishna. But if we remember Krishna all the time, then Krishna gives himself to us. That is the perfection of life. Then there is no more birth, death, old age and disease. Then we can live perfectly happily with Krishna all the time in the spiritual world. And even here in this world, we will be perfectly happy if we worship Krishna, if we remember Krishna all the time. So there's a program for doing that. You may think, well, how can I remember Krishna? I've got to work to look after my family. I have house mortgage to pay. I have debts to pay for my car. I have so many thoughts. How can I think of Krishna? It's a fact that in this very materialistic society, it's difficult to think of Krishna. But Krishna has come in this Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us the very easy and best way to remember Krishna? By chanting his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Easy, nice. Even the little children, if they stop fooling around, they can also chant. Can you chant Hare Krishna? Everyone chant together. All these little children. The camera wala, abhi, hat utake, sab bolo, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So how do you feel? Feels good? I think so, yeah? Feels very good. Feels very nice. So, do it. Do it every day. That's our simple request to you. That's Krishna's request to you. Krishna doesn't force us, but he asks us, you please come to me, to the spiritual world, to sing with Krishna, live with Krishna, dance with Krishna, play with Krishna, happy life eternally with Krishna, simply by chanting these names. One more time. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Thank you very much. Time's a bit short. Should we take any questions? Any time for any questions? Anyone wants to ask a question about Krishna consciousness? Do we have another mic? Cordless? No? Okay. Well, if you want to ask a question, come here then. Or shout very loudly. Okay. So ask a question. Come. Come here and so I can hear you. Then you can speak in that mic. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, that's the answer. Now what's the question? How to please Krishna? There are many ways to please Krishna. But the best way is that which is pleasing to Krishna. But the best way for us, because it's very easy, is to chant Hare Krishna with love, with our heart. How to develop that love? The answer is the same. I told you, Hare Krishna. That's the answer. By chanting and chanting, we develop Krishna consciousness. Hare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shabhav Jai Jape Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. Whoever chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra within their heart, bhav, feeling arises. You're doing it, I presume. You're chanting Hare Krishna every day. And go on chanting. There's no better way than this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kahelam e maha mantra, eha japa giya shabe kare nibandha, eha hoite sarva siddhi hoive shabha, sarva khan kahonam vidinahaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, this is the Hare Krishna mantra. Everyone should chant this incessantly, following the rules of regulations of spiritual life. There is no other way than this in this Kali Yuga, and everyone can get all success simply by chanting this mantra. Of course, there are other things to do. We offer prasad to Krishna. We hear about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Where's that book, The Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness? Yeah. There's one book I made called The Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, which gives all the basic guidelines for how to be Krishna conscious in your home, in your living in office, living in a home, working in an office, whatever you're doing, if you follow this, you can be Krishna conscious. You can have the book. Where are the books? Tell about the books. Announce about the books.